As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Things to Live For by James Russell Miller, published in 1896. We are not apt to think of discouragement as either dangerous or harmful. Some people seem to think of it as a rather pleasant experience. At least they appear to find a sort of relief and satisfaction in dropping down now and then into a dispirited mood. They thus make no effort to overcome their sad disposition, or to climb out of the deep valley of shadows up to the mountain tops where the sun is shining. They even resent the kindly efforts of those who would help them to be cheerful, as if they were meddling with matters which do not belong to them. We should settle it once and for all that the ideal life is one of habitual cheerfulness. Yes, your life will have its experiences of difficulty, of disappointment and suffering, but these are meant to be only lessons from which to learn. We are not expected to fail in them. We have been given the spirit and tools to overcome every such experience and be more than conquerors in the battles of life. A feeling of discouragement creeping into our heart should be met as a harmful temptation. The person who opens to it and lets it in does not know to what peril and sorrow it may lead them. Indeed, it is when we follow discouragement to its final outcome that we see its true nature. Many of us find the way of life hard at some time or other. There is scarcely anyone who does not come upon points of hardness, even amid the most prosperous and happy years. There are elements in many people's conditions and circumstances which in themselves are hard. Sometimes it is sickness, sometimes poverty, sometimes sorrow. Burdens are heavy, the toil is oppressive, the way is wearisome. Sometimes much of the hardness is caused by our own unfriendly conduct, while at other times people put barriers in the way and make life harder for others. We thus all need to guard our conduct most carefully, lest we become hinderers of others in their life. It is a crime to be a hinderer. We commit a grievous wrong against another when we make life harder for them, when we make it harder for them to be true, honest, and worthy. Why make the way longer and harder for others when by a little unselfish obligingness, a little cheering helpfulness, we might have made it easier for them? Yes, it is a crime to be a discourager, a crime of the spirit, one that harms both ourselves and those around us. Discouragers go about among people, and by their gloomy, pessimistic words, make life incalculably harder for them. They put out the lamps of cheer and hope that shine in the heart and the home. They quench the very stars that burn in the sky above our heads. They take the gladness from our spirit. They see only the dark shadows of life, never the sunshine, and they prattle on wherever they go of gloom and seriousness. They never bring us a message of cheer. We are never stronger, braver, happier, or truer for meeting them. After a talk with one of these discouragers, we always feel as if part of life's beauty is faded, as if there were less to live for. Our stars of hope shine less brightly, and a sense of weariness and languor creeps over our spirits. Life is harder for us after meeting them. That is why there should be nothing but condemnation for the discourager. Censure should fall upon all who, in any way, lay hindrances in the paths of others. The duty of everyone is to be an encourager, a helper of others in their life. No mission is nobler, diviner, than that of a person who lives to be an inspirer of hope and cheer, to make others braver and stronger for life's experiences. So let us be thoughtful women and men, the kind who would never let a piece of the proverbial banana skin lie on the pavement, but who will stop, no matter how hurriedly we are walking, to remove the dangerous rind, lest someone might be made to stumble by stepping on it. It should be our aim not only to pick up banana skins and bits of broken glass to prevent accidents among the unwary, but in all life's ways, to remove the stones and the stumbling blocks, and whatever might hinder or hurt others in their journey. Whatever the cause, or whoever is responsible, there is no doubt that in every life, there are many experiences which are hard and seem discouraging. Yet it is our duty to never be discouraged. It is never safe to give way to even the beginnings of discouragement. For if we do, we cannot know what the end will be. Discouragement often leads to despondency and despair. And even if it does not grow into such sad ripeness, it works grievous harm in your life. It weakens your moral purpose and paralyzes your energies. A discouraged woman or man is only half of themselves. They take hold of their responsibilities with only half an effort. Their feet drag wearily as they go about their duties. Discouragement makes the hard way harder, and the heavy load heavier. We should thus live continually so that our life will make it easier for others to live, never to be hinderers, but always helpers of others. No one can afford to yield to discouragement, even for 1 hour, even in the smallest degree. We require all our strength, all the time, if we would be equal to the burdens, stress, and responsibility of our common days. Life is not easy for any of us, that is, if we meet it worthily and make of it what our spirit demands. It is therefore necessary that our eyes shall be clear and its light undimmed, that our hearts shall beat to the full, that our hands shall be strong and steady, and that all our powers shall be at their best. However, this cannot be if we are the prey of discouragement, or if we yield even in the smallest degree to its influence. For then not only does discouragement weaken us, unfitting us for our best work, but it leads to doubt and unbelief, and oftentimes to other wrongs. Many people throw away their chance in life because of discouragement. But I hear some of you asking, okay, so how can we keep from being discouraged? When the way is hard, when the burdens are heavy, when even our family makes life harder for us, how can we help but being discouraged? The answer is this. We need only to have faith in God, doing always our simple duty and leaving all in His hands. There is no doubt that every hard thing that God permits to come into our life has a blessing wrapped up in it. The things which appear before us as discouragements, will, if met rightly, prove to be stepping stones toward nobler attainments. No matter what disadvantages, limitations, or hard conditions you were born with, remember that God gave you this load, whatever it is, to make something of them, to make something of yourself. The handicap, the burden, the weight of some other person's knee laid upon your shoulder, the inheritance of a difficulty, which seems to be a hindrance to living a full life, is but another chance to grow, to become stronger, richer hearted, more of a man or woman, a chance to win a higher place in life, and a brighter crown in eternity.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.